Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil, and it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. That's another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 26th day of January, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a blistering 34 degrees for the Klamath Basin today. It's just cold, nasty winter. It's snow on the ground. Sucks. Ugh. Can't wait for spring. Oh, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Chain migration not ended immediately. Visa lottery numbers shifted to other categories. Oh, we didn't see this coming. But we are going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I guess so. Old Trumpy, he just left Davos, Switzerland, you know, where the rich and elite meet to decide the fate of the world. I heard just one little blip, you know, out of somebody's mouth. I did, you know, sometimes they say more than they intend to, and it just, you know, fits right in. They were saying that, that this was the group that precipitated the open borders and the mass migration into Europe and the United States. So it was interesting that Trump was going there right in the middle of this crisis with our immigration. What Trump was going there to do, and what it showed was that this is the fire cell. They were all, you know, saying, well, I'm going to get this part of America. I'm going to get this part of America. It's investing. Foreign investors coming in. People come in and spend money in the United States buying up your goddamn infrastructure. That's not investment. That is purchase. And, we've seen, you know, that he released this so-called framework for his immigration reform, the lying, dirty, two-faced, fart-ton son of a bitch. And, you know, it laid it out there. But even at that, I mean, here you, the people that are, I mean, everybody knows what the bastard is at this point in the ball game. But even with the games they're playing, you have people like the chain migration thing. This first article, chain migration not ended immediately. Visa lottery numbers shifted to other categories. And of course, I told you people, nobody's leaving. There's more coming. This is an invasion. It is intended to take the United States away from the American nationals and the international multinationals will own everything and everybody else will just be a slave force. And that, and, you know, I'm sure that's what they've, you know, he got his orders on this DACA thing. These are the people that put him into office. These and the good old boys across this country who think they're going to vie their way in back into power. They're going to be the controlling force here as the country's being cashed out. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by KD4 discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. This is not how I was taught to negotiate in law school, said immigration expert Dale Wilcox of the Trump administration. This is all a production, and these people here are playing into it if they're not a part of it. Of course, everybody who's ever been to Mexico knows how to barter with somebody over something, and this isn't how it's done. This is a handout. This is what was intended all along. When he was back there in the campaign saying, what the hell was he saying there? There will be no amnesty. This was already planned. This shit has been planned for years. And now here's this guy. Trump's administration Thursday released amnesty proposals, including an offer of amnesty to 1.8 million. Oh, it's growing. I'm getting bored with saying I told you so. And I know the people I'm talking to, you told them so. Beyond initially stated numbers of about 700,000 illegal alien registrants with the Obama administration's deferred action for childhood arrivals DACA policy, and that's it too. But you know, this policy, they're using it as law in courts right now to say nobody, no, you're not even, until you get this thing passed, just stay back away. If you start issuing green cards, that's an order from the communist court. And well, okay, yes sir. Wilcox is executive director and general counsel for Immigration Reform Law Institute. His remarks came in a Thursday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News. Tonight with a co-host Rebecca Mansour, I guess it is, and Joel Pollock. Like you, I'm a bit of a sticker shock. I'm in a bit of sticker shock, said Wilcox. Oh, but look how they play this. This just should be straight up. It should be screamed across the board. Everything. You lying son of a bitch. You lied. You lied. You lied. We told you he was lying when he was telling the lies. And now the lies are right here. They're telling you that they lied. But it's a really good deal for you. Let's see what kind of good deal we're going to get. Because that's what we got Trump in there. You know, the art of the deal, because he's a great negotiator. And we didn't send him to negotiate. He was going to throw every goddamn one of them out here. Remember? Every one of them. Let's see if every one of them's going, people. Like you, I'm in a bit of sticker shock, said Wilcox. We are expecting for Trump to maybe put forward amnesty for 690,000 DACA recipients. I wasn't. If you went by what he said, they were all going back. Remember, when did you start expecting this, Mr. Wilcox? Recipients, and he's more than doubled that to 1.8 million. This is not how I was taught to negotiate in law school. I've never read Art of the Deal, but I am not sure this is how you, negotiate, okay? You don't give your bottom line. I mean, this is where they're starting at 1.8 million. The bottom line was supposed to be none, all of them out. What the hell are we talking about here? And Mexico was building the wall. They think we have the memory. I mean, they just think they can run any con. I mean, they got the great con artists. The art of the con is what his book ought to be called. Where are they going to go from here? The Migration Policy Institute says there's potentially 3.5 million, potentially 6. You know, where do you stop with this? And the thing is, once they get these in here, I was thinking about it earlier today, then you got another big crowd of them in here. You go in there and you separate the one that came yesterday. I want you to, because this is what's coming. As soon as this is put out there, oh, they did it again. Yeah, I mean, what happened when Reagan did it? They ain't going to force the laws. They're going to have another swarm of these son of a bitches. Well, we know what's going to happen. Where are they going to go from here? The Migration Policy Institute says there's potentially 3.5 million DACA eligible people out there. How do you know that? You can't tell us how many goddamn illegals are in this country. We know how many are in this country because we see them every day, everywhere we go. Trump has bid against himself by offering a 1.8 million dreamers, said Pollock. It looks like Pollock, I guess, describing the president as committing the basic mistake of breaking the number one rule in negotiation. What is this? I mean, what do you think you're going to play games with us two here, Mr. Pollock? You think that we're going to buy it that Trump's just, oh, he's silly and he just made a mistake? Or do you think that we know this is cold and calculated, planned ahead of time? I've studied negotiations in law school, said Pollock. I've written about negotiation, and I agree with you. This was not a good way to start. The number one rule in negotiating is do not bid against yourself. If you're buying a house and you say, I want to pay $100,000 for this house, and the offer is rejected, you don't come back and say, all right, $200,000. You don't do that, because then the other side knows they can just ratchet it up and ratchet it up. And it's going to be ratcheted up even more. I mean, he got his orders in Davos. I mean, any fool out there, any mush-minded moron out there that thinks that he's ever had an original thought in his whole sorry-ass life, I'm sorry for you. And lo and behold, just what just happened? Trump took the 700 or 800,000 DACA beneficiaries. That was the anchor. That's the number everyone's been talking about. And he said 1.8 million Dreamers. So the Democrats just pocketed that concession, rejecting the deal, but pocketing that concession, saying, yeah, okay, we'll take 1.8 million Dreamers on a path to citizenship. That's great. We're glad Trump sees the wisdom of that. But the rest of the deal is totally unacceptable to us. We're not taking it. He's bid against himself. It's a basic mistake. It's not a mistake. It's God damn it, this is a production. Please, people. Please, Mr. whatever your name is, Pollock. What happened here? Well, nothing happened here. This is the way it was planned, okay? Trump and the GOP are being ruled by the clock, said Wilcox, pointing to their acceptance of the Democratic and left-wing push to link governmental funding to immigration reform and amnesty negotiations. The current continuing resolution expires February 8th. The problem here comes down to negotiating, continued Pollock. No, I don't. This is, you're part of the show, buddy. Donald Trump has accepted the idea that people who didn't even apply for DACA status, who didn't take advantage of the legal methods available to them to defer deportation, they should also be eligible for amnesty. They didn't get there. I mean, see how they're playing this game? So we'll talk about this. I only got one thing to talk to you about. I only got one thing I want to talk to you about, Mr. Trump, and it's this.
There will be no amnesty.
Liar.
There will be no amnesty.
Sleazy liar. That's all we have to talk about here. Did the son of a bitch lie? Yes or no? Did he sell us a bill of goods? I mean, it's now, after he said that, is he not acting as an agent for 1.8 million foreigners? Is that who he's, that's who his constituency is, apparently. And like I said, they get this next wave in here. And I'm telling you, by the time it's all over, you're going to be 40 or 50 million of them that they're going to call legal. And there'll be the 100, the other 50 million that are already here living amongst them. And then there'll be another 50 million in a couple of years, and they'll be mixed in with them. You should try to sort them out. They'll tell you they can't. Wilcox noted the absence of a national e-verify mandate for employers in the White House amnesty proposal, describing its omission as a critical error. You think, again, another error? Uh-uh. It's not an error. Man, he just went over to Davos, Switzerland, told them, man, I've got it all set up. You guys just come over and pick your spots, pay me off, pay my buddies off here, and you just take it over. I've got the slave population there. They're not going nowhere. And those Americans who try to puff up, I've got the police state in place for them to beat their asses down. And you're going to go in there. You've got your slave labor. Here it is. Give me my money. And then you have your goddamn think tanks write out this fucking rubbish here. And this is why, because this way he had to negotiate. No, he didn't. All that son of a bitch had to do from day one was enforce the fucking law in the books, and we all know it. Just take that pen, because those goddamn waivers were done with through executive fiat. Get rid of every goddamn one of them, because they're not legislated law. Go right to the heart of what the legislation said. Throw everybody out that didn't meet the criteria. You're done. And there ain't no goddamn court that could stop you. There ain't nobody that could stop you. Because all you'd be doing, well, is enforcing the law. I'm sure they would say, oh, there's going to be if the first fucking judge that steps up and says, well, this person has constitutional rights, he's in jail. You're aiding and abetting an invasion. You're harboring fugitives. Your ass is in jail. How many of you, you guys, I mean, if they took them to jail like they take you and me to jail, I mean, harshly took them to jail, how many do you think it would take before that shit shut down? There was never no intent here. Never. The opposition knows how to negotiate. Shit. They're playing hardball, said Wilcox, highlighting United We Dream's description of the White House amnesty proposal as a white supremacist racism ransom note and immigration plan. What games, people. Games. That's all the shit this is. This is just, you might as well go watch a fucking soap opera because it's about as real as this right here, okay? United We Dream is a neo-Marxist agitation outfit enjoying a 501c3 charitable status, issuing tax-deductible receipts to its beneficiaries in Davos for donations received. Oh, I mean, they're telling you, oh, it's a Marxist communist operation here. 50,000 of your people dead in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea, stopping the spread of international communism. But we're going to tell you today that, you know, there's a 501c tax-free corporation taking in millions of dollars right here in the United States. It's a Marxist agitation group. I mean, when do we just push this shit off the table and jack around in the gun and go for it? Implementation of the White House's amnesty proposal would legalize and grant citizenship to more persons than the 1986 amnesty during the Reagan presidency, said Wilcox. And I heard him talking today about Donald Trump ain't going to back away from this as part of his legacy. Part of his legacy, that dirty. I mean, well, just treachery. That's all. We know what it is. I mean, sit here and beat the hell out of that dead horse, but it's treachery. The majority of illegal aliens amnestied in 1986 resided in California, noted Wilcox. The total number of persons amnestied in 1986 was twice the original government estimate. No, no. So they're saying 3.2, so 6.4 here. Approximately 2.9 million persons were amnestied against an estimate of approximately 1.5 million illegal aliens in the country at the time. You're sure to get many more step forwards for the current amnesty than what's being portrayed, said Wilcox. Every son of a bitch that's here, that's the right age. Why shouldn't they? Yeah, I was here, said prove I wasn't. And it'll be, well, you can't prove he wasn't. So I guess we're up to 10 million, 20. Oh, we didn't see that coming. Sorry, America. Get out of your house. These people need a place to stay. Amnestying. I like that word, amnestying. Millions of illegal immigrants, complete with offers of eventual citizenship, would yield a demographic political disaster for Republicans, said Michelle. All they got to do is this one more time. People, I mean, look at what we're up against right now. The push and shove. They know goddamn good and well what the American nationals in this country, the people that own it, want every fucking one of them out here. They know this absolutely. And with when they triple their numbers in this country, what you think you got a chance? You might as well stop this now. Don't look for no goddamn Trump on a white horse to come along and save your ass. We're going to have to do this ourselves. And I guarantee you when it starts happening, you're going to see those arrogant little bastards. They're going to be in your face. They're going to be, I mean, look at how they're doing right now, the DACA protests. These son of a bitches are in your country illegally, up in your face. Your goddamn so-called representatives are their agents against you. What is it going to take for you to see that, well, there's only one answer here? We got to shoot these son of a bitches out of our country. They're not just going to go. Let's see, where were we here? Millions. Complete with offers of eventual citizenship would yield a demographic political disaster for Republicans, said Mansour. California was once a pretty reliable Republican state, and now a Republican cannot get elected dog catcher in California. So, and that's going to be the whole goddamn country. What's your point? They will have taken it away from you. Well, not from us. I mean, well, that'll be after the fight, I guess. But, I mean, in theory, I mean, what the hell are you talking here? Of course. I mean, everything here is like, we're looking at this and this could... No, of course. This is all of course. This is the agenda. We knew it all along. GOP is signing its death warrant, essentially, in doing this. The White House proposed a termination of the diversity visa program lottery amounts to a form of musical chairs. And Wilcox, as It relocates the visas to hasten admission of foreigners within the family-based and high-skilled employment immigration backlogs. Not one is being taken away. They're just going to shift them over and bring the son of a bitches in from another angle. This is a goddamn shell game. Chain migration is not immediately ended by the White House amnesty proposal, said Wilcox, cautioning observers to note that 4 million foreigners currently slated for immigration visas via existing chain migration policies will be mostly green lighted into the homeland. I mean, this is the betrayal of all betrayals. And I'm sure that Alex Jones, Americans, everybody's just, they're too lazy to work. We need these guys in here. I need them. I could use some $4 niggers. You guys got any out there? I mean, that's that son of a bitch. He is a traitor. He took money from our movement, man. He's taken so much of the wealth that could have been used to stop this shit. Padded his own bed, man. Know this about these proposals that the White House put out today. Chain migration is not ended immediately. So the White House is allowing the backlog. And the backlog consists of 4 million. So you can add that to the, let's double that because it's going to be 8 million there. And you're going to double this 4 million because that's 16 million right there, people in the pipeline who are waiting on the number to come up. This is only perspective. The percent of all our immigration is the result of chain migration, said Wilcox. So, at a minimum, 3 million out of that 4 million will be allowed to immigrate still to the United States. It's only as of the date this legislation is signed forward. That's what it's been, too. And, I mean, they're granting green cards right now on that DACA. Remember he ended DACA? He just gave them until March to do something about it. But he ended it. No, he didn't. They're writing green cards out for it right fucking now as I'm talking to you. So one would be able to bring in family members that are not spouses or minor children. The devil is in the details, concluded Wilcox, isn't it always? They've shifted those numbers of the diversity visa program lottery annual allotment to other visa categories. I'm a little let down to say the least in the details. White House plan, big amnesty now, nothing for Americans until 2027. Boy, this really hits at home. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. I knew the day would come when I would be sitting here doing this very thing, talking about the betrayal that was so goddamn evident that a fool should have seen it. President Donald Trump's new framework amnesty plan would provide citizenship to at least 1.8 million illegals, but would not allow any beneficial reduction in cheap labor immigration until, 2027. But wait a minute, there's a catch. The pro-business plan leaked to Washington, see what I'm saying here? Everything he's done has been for the multi-billionaires that put him in there. He's he's Mitt Romney with freaky hair. That's all there is to it, people. And the dumbasses out there, we have to get rid of these son of a bitches. Even if you have a heart and you just want to deport them, they have to go. They facilitated this. If it would have been Hillary Clinton, it would have been all fraud. It would have been blatant in the face. We could have had this war going by now. I'm telling you. The pro-business plan leaked to Washington insiders this afternoon asked progressive Democrats and business first Republicans to accept a trade-off amnesty for at least 1.8 million illegals in exchange for a border wall. Now let's just stop right there and go over it again. Now there was going to be no amnesty, and that border wall was going to be paid for by who? Who? That's right. By Mexico, in chain migration, ending the visa. I mean, we've got to go down there and just take goddamn Mexico and loot it. To get back what them son of a bitches have stolen from us in the last 50 years. Loot it. Leave them bastards in goddamn hell. But the loopholes are huge. Did you hear that? The loopholes are huge because this is being done at the direction of Davos. So, of course, the loopholes are going to be huge because there is going to be slave labor to manufacture our stolen resources right here on our own soil. We will be enslaved right here on our own soil. And those loopholes will flood the labor market for another decade. So helping Wall Street by cooling the current workers shortage, which is now raising American wages. For example, the lottery program would be ended, but the 50,000 lottery visas per year would be given to other migrants. So doing nothing to reduce the wage lowering inflow of cheap labor. And there is never no intent. I told you people, a multinational billionaire is going to take away the slave labor. You really believed that for a second? God, I hate the people that went for that. I hate you people that went out. You Trumpers, you're the lowest form of life to ever sleaze across the dirt on this planet, I tell you. And I want to tell you to your face. I know somebody's sitting out there all puffed up. I wish I could be right in your fucking face right now, punk.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
If you're going to build a country into a shithole, you need citizens.
That's a fact, man. That's what they're doing. They're importing the hell out of the citizens. And if you want to take people's guns, you got to beat some real citizens from down in Honduras, where they the murder capital of the world. That's where you want to bring young people who are shooting age. You want to bring them from the murder capital. In fact, you want to make sure they got the MS-13 gang tattoos. So they already been killing down there to make sure you got real killers that you're bringing to the interior of the United States of America. More importantly, changed migration would formally end immediately, but everyone on the huge waiting list would be allowed into the United States. That pipeline of pending chain migration immigrants includes roughly 4 million people, many of whom will depend on taxpayer funds because they are either unskilled or too old to work. Now, when we're getting up there, we've paid into the Social Security all our lives. We're never going to see a nickel of that, people. My dad told me about this health 30 years ago. He would go down in the wintertime. He'd go down to, down to Yuma, Arizona. And he told me that at the first of the month, they poured across that goddamn border. And these old people, I mean, they're Mexican. It's been corrupt like this. You know, you try to get something because you're actually paid into it and you have an illness or something, you ain't getting it. They've already told you ain't fucking getting nothing. You're a goddamn plebe, peon, a coolie. These son of a bitches came over the border and they would get, he'd watch them. I mean, just piles of checks down at the post office. I mean, they're all down there. There was a swarm coming in to get their checks down at the post office and cash them, go right back across the goddamn border. That's one of the border states. But now they're going to come right here. Their old people are going to come here. You know what? They're going to get the Social Security. They never paid a nickel into this, people. It's going to be theirs, not yours. And they're going to that's when they're going to tell Social Security, we're going to have to cut it. We're going to have to cut it. Just like everything else, you know, an American here on food stamps, I'd seen somebody writing the other day, it's about $16 a month to eat on. I see these son of a bitches, and I know you do too. Big carts filling them son of a bitches, a trail of kids from about shoulder height right down to the toddler, right behind them, just everything, just piling in. That's on you. That's what belongs to you and me that's being taken. At any rate, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. Jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Head high, throat chest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret. With the NSA, God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution.
edge of a revolution. Same shit, different day. Can't keep bread if I can't get paid. Well, I'll be dead if the shit don't change. Standing on the edge of a revolution.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. And goddamn, we needed to step over that edge a long time ago. You know, I love life, man. Life is precious to me. But if I could end this correctly, and I knew it would end correctly, and all I had to do is my own life sacrificed. I mean, my life is precious to me, but I would do it in a heartbeat. This cannot, we can't leave this to our progeny people. We can't leave this to our grandchildren. God damn it, it shouldn't have been left to us. Big amnesty plan. We were down here. Everybody gets in, said Mark Kirkren, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. It will be 8 to 10 years before there's any reduction in immigration numbers. Did you hear me? And that's what they're talking about, legal immigration. They're not going to stop pouring over that goddamn border. You put up a wall. I mean, they talked about they had the special forces go down there and try to get over them walls. I seen them walls on TV. You know what? I go over that wall and shit. It'll take them about a day to start cutting holes through it. It's made out of steel. I got a torch. You know, come on. They really think we're this fucking stupid, people. There is no intent here. Somebody's sitting there with their mouth watering, going to get these big contracts to build this bullshit wall. You know, that E-Verify. You know, everybody's been against that national ID. But you know what? I'll take that national ID card. And I want, if somebody gets caught giving these dirty son of a bitches 1 ounce of aid, they get put up against the fucking wall. I'll do that for a trade for an ID card. How about that? Then we'll get everybody out of here who ain't us. And once that's accomplished, we'll get rid of the rest of the son of a bitches, and then we'll get rid of those ID cards, because there'll be nobody here but American nationals, and we ain't going to harm one another. A 1 year grace period for chain migration people is understandable. No, it's not. See how they're trying to, this is how they're working the propaganda. See, that's reason. No, it's not. These son of a bitches, this is an invasion. We were promised that this was going to be taken care of. Every one of them. And see, this is how they play. They're playing the long game here. They've been playing the long game for quite a while. It's like Trump is, I mean, he knows what he's going to do. But he's over at Davos and talking stuff. Oh, Monday, you know, he releases this this outline, this framework, they call it. But Monday, we're going to release and tell you exactly. No, you're sitting back. You're listening to what's coming through. Listen to me, Trumpy. We're gonna run every one of these legal son of a bitches out of our sovereign nation, and your ass is you're going to hang for the treason you have committed. You will be tried by a jury of your peers, and with the prima facie evidence of your fucking con, you are going to be found guilty. And you are going to march up those 13 steps, you sorry son of a bitch. You are going to have your eyelids stapled to your fucking forehead in front of a 30 by 40 foot mirror. You're going to be looking at yourself standing on that gaffle. And that rope's going to be put down around your treasonous sorry ass neck. And when you go through that trap door, you're going to see the shit go right down your own legs. And you're going to dance there in front of yourself on your way to hell. You treasonous bastard. That's what we think of your proposal, buddy. And this ain't the mush-minded moron Trumpers talking to you. This is the 75%, you son of a bitch. People, you know, man, I don't know what else to say. Like I said, if I knew what to do right now and it would cost me my life, I would do it. And I know that there's probably about 60 to 100 million of you out there that are feeling the same goddamn way. They talk about, I've seen them on the television there, people getting $2,000, $3. You know who's getting this money? Who's getting the little scraps from the table? The sorry son of a bitches that go out and vote, that are part of. That's why they're allowed to have jobs still, okay? Because they will go along with treason against the rest of us. Every one of them needs to be strung up. If you're not fighting against this in one way or another, you are a fucking traitor at this point. This is an occupation of your country. You have no soul. The continued inflow means that pro-amnesty forces have a decade to reverse the workplace benefits. Are you hearing what I'm telling you here? And this is a prima facie. This is evident, of course. This is just of course. They're playing this game with us. So that when they get, you know, they'll get this deal, put this through, and it's going to be, well, we had to negotiate. We had to negotiate your country away to these son of a bitches who crossed your border illegally, who came into your country as an invasion force. We got to negotiate with an invasion force. And would that be how it would be if another country invaded us militarily? I mean, they would say, well, they've done took 200 miles of the United States down on our southern border. We're going to go negotiate. Would that be how it is? Is that what we're talking? We ain't even fought. But we got to negotiate. Or are they, you know, like this thing, calling it racism. It's racism, people. This is what I'm talking about. This is why they're throwing it out there. They're, you know, like this this giveaway of our country that this dirty rat bastard is doing right now. Oh, it's a racist ransom note. Because when we go to throw these fuckers out of here, make no mistake about it. They're going to call it ethnic cleansing. And that's when the little blue-helmeted Chinese are going to come in here to stop the ethnic cleansing. And that's when we're going to have to kill us about a million Chinese. That's when the real work will really start. Running these bastards out of here, we've done that 3 times in history already. It's no big deal. The last time, last time we were clear down to Mexico City and we should have conquered them and either made a state out of them, which would have been, you know, it's a heavy in resources. Hey, Mexico ain't a bad place. And that's what we should have done. We should have made a state out of it. And, you know, I took it all right then and there. But it's just like when MacArthur, you know, he took North Korea, was going for mainland China. He would have took it all. Oh, but he got called back. He was whipping the enemy. We don't whip the enemy in the United States. We negotiate. And to the vanquished go the spoils. Or am I missing something here? All the wars that we have fought. When have the spoils of war gone to our people? World War II? World War I, we built back the goddamn countries that we went to war with that we didn't have no business being at war with because they were on the other side of the goddamn planet. World War II, what was it, the Marshall Plan? We rebuilt Europe, rebuilt Japan. Even this country here, at the what they're doing right now with the tribes trying to hand all of our national lands over to the Indian tribes. Who won that fucking war? To the vanquished go the spoils. the people who fought the wars. Why don't you just get your ass back to work until we need you to do some more dying so that we can turn the conquered lands back over to the goddamn the people you vanquished, so that we could just change governments and change power structures to eke out the goddamn resources for the few at the top who never fight, who never get bloodied in any war. We, as American nationals, are treated like fucking dirt. You guys got to know that. We're treated like shit beneath their feet. We have whipped the world for them. But the advancements of technology and the way to communicate with one another, we've become a problem, a very big problem for them. We are heavily armed. That 75%, what we got now, we could conquer the world. And they know it because we've already done it. And one time or another, we have done it. And they can't control it anymore. Alex Jones, man, he's controlling a little tiny handful, man. That's all. I mean, InfoWars is big now. InfoWars, little peated, teeny little thing. The people out here gritting their teeth and wanting to cut these son of a bitches to pieces are just, it's a force that we can't even imagine. You have to try to imagine what, excuse me. What 100 million guns going off at the same time would sound like. Try to imagine what 100 million armed people coming at you. I mean, what your ass will be sucking when 100 million armed people just said, fuck it, we're going to kill every goddamn one of you. And we walked out our doors right now. I tell you, everybody who feels the way we do, if we walked out our doors this minute and just started down, there's one, boom, there's another one, boom. I'll tell you what, it'd be over quick, but it'd take every one of us doing it at the same time. And the way they have, this is how they've set up this thing in the United States. I mean, when somebody would ever try to build a militia, man, 3 FBI agents, 2 militiamen, that's how it would work. That's why it has to come down to the individual fighting for that Bill of Rights. You can't infiltrate that. And there is no more heart going to go into a fight than that, people. Because you are fighting for your home and your hearth and your life, every goddamn thing, your progeny. It's all right there in a ball in front of you. There's no way to know the future, but it is certainly plausible that the promised immigration cuts will never actually happen, and they won't. If there was never no intent, we've said this all along, and these people are, like I said, they're playing in the game so that when they come back, if they can get one little ease in here, if they can get one little idea planted here, like a 1-year grace period for the chain migration people is understandable. No, it fucking ain't. It's completely unacceptable, you son of a bitch. But that's how they do it, you know, and then over time they're pushing this little idea and pretty soon, oh, goddamn, we're just going to have to take it. And then thing that they're facing here, the problem there is doing this and then the people not actually rising up and, you know, making it happen. And then the first day after it happens, got through it. About the third day, it's going, oh, it ain't going to happen. Then other people start, oh, they might as well sit back down. And, you know, and this is what they're facing. This is the problem that they have to, that they're working here with little shit and things like this. You know, just, they'll always leave that little measure of, well, this could happen, so I shouldn't go out and die for this. It's way past the time we should have died. Our forefathers, I mean, they're sitting there, they're, my own dad, from what I've seen that's going on around here, he's rolling over in his grave. He wouldn't have took this shit. You'd have had to kill him. I promise you, you would have. And every generation, it's more and more. And, man, the last couple of generations, you look at the ones coming up, man, shit. My God, they're telling them that you little boys are little girls are little boys, and some people don't know what the hell they are. And that's, I mean, you get somebody down to that, God damn, what would you call it? Down to it's pathetic. It's like down to the, you know, the, like a worm. I mean, you sit there all, whatever, you just shrivel until they shoot you. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know what? You're right about this generation that's coming up. I had one kid tell me that we need a president. A president is real important. We didn't have a president. Everything will fall apart. I said, where in the world did you get that from? You know, I was like, you know what? Power corrupts. Absolutely, power corrupts. Absolutely. Remember, I said, you don't need no leader. I said, when you're looking for a leader, you're going to find a master. These kids have been brainwashed, man.
Yep.
They really have.
Well, not all of them, because I can promise you, do you have children, Dion?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, I do have children. I guarantee you, my four sons are not brainwashed, and my four grandchildren are not brainwashed. None of my nieces and nephews are brainwashed. None of my grandnieces and nephews are brainwashed. I mean, it's that 75%. The best weapon they've had to use against us is their goddamn this propaganda machine. I mean, when I was first started doing this, I was sitting there, you know, and I come up on the air and I'm going to, you know, talk about a fag or what might have, you know, and it was that political correctness. Remember when they started that first time I ever heard that? I always ignored it. I've always said what I wanted to say. I don't give a shit where I'm at because I'm the kind of fellow to throw down and fight. I won't say it unless I'm ready to back it up, you know, but my mouth up with my fists. So I never did get into, but I saw that political correctness. When I first started doing this, people would come on and they'd want to say something. I could see they were trying to say something. I said, say it! God damn it. How are we ever going to fix this thing if we can't get into a reality where we all understand what's going on and we can say it? It's like when we came out and had to talk about the military. The fact that, you know, we don't worship you as heroes. You are traitors by definition of our language and the reality we're living in. You are working for the force that is oppressing us. You are going around the world committing murder in our name to take resources from people we don't even know to give to the Jewish masters. You can't even exist. A standing army isn't supposed to exist in this country. There's no declared wars. How in the hell do you see yourself as a hero? And God damn, man, I'll tell you, that was about a wave of shock and man hate and despite. You son of a bitch. How dare you tell the truth? Well, it is the truth. It's like the voting. You know, we have to come out and say, God damn it, people, this is an occupation. You sit here with me and you go over it over and over again, describing and talking about how this is an occupation, how our Bill of Rights has been removed, we're under a complete dictatorial power. But then I turn around and I say, then you can't vote in this occupational election. I have a red vote. Like, that's your only fucking right is to go and acquiesce to your goddamn slavery? I can't believe some people. But that's what it's been all the way down the line. The only reason you're seeing any push that you're seeing is it's coming from the bottom. I don't give a shit what nobody says. I know where it's coming from. And it is because of people like us are just saying, you know what? Fuck you. You son of a bitch. Oh, you on the radio. God, I mean, that was another thing, you know, with the political correctness and the, you know, the FCC sitting down and saying, you know, the words, the forbidden words. These are sounds being made by vocal cords. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, you people. The fact that they had people down to, this is Walter Cronkite, and we're at war again today with a bad people, and you're going to go over and kill them for America. It's for the Bill of Rights. It's for our freedom and liberty. And that's, you know, that's all it could be said, because they controlled it so absolutely. And when we busted out like doing this, I mean, like I said, if I just had the money that they spend holding this, what we're doing down here, I'd be filthy ass rich. That's how scared they are of it, people. Because they know. They know the 75% are out there. It's like the gun thing. It's this goddamn crazy mind game they're playing. Now, I'm telling you, people, if they had the wherewithal to take your guns, you wouldn't have them. I'm telling you right now. They understand at this point in the ball game, if they went out and tried taking the goddamn guns, they're going to get shot. And then when it breaks loose, once you've pulled that first trigger, you got nothing to lose right up until you win the war or it's over. Or, you know, until you're dead or the war's over. You've got nothing to lose. You might as well kill every goddamn one of them you can put a sight on and pull the trigger. Or am I missing something here? They understand that. And no matter what they tell you, they got their people out on the streets. There are people listening to me talk right now. And they go back, they'll play their game from their think tanks, like this article I'm reading you and all this bullshit that's going on. But when they come up and get their private briefings, they're told, man, this is a line we can't cross right now. I'm telling you, that's why that prick went over to Davos. These are the people, they said it right out. These are the people who finance and the mass migration and moving the borders. These are the people that wanted, that would have been the place for a fucking bomb right there. A jet come in and just kill every goddamn one of them. And those bastards are the ones we got to go for at the end. When we get this shit going, those are the son of a bitches. These are the fathers of it all. These bastards have to be exterminated from this fucking earth, I tell you right now. But, like I said, they have their people listening. They have people that's their job as to what's it really, what's that, what's, what are those people out there that aren't, that goddamn hugest army to ever exist on the planet Earth 10 times over? What are they doing? And right now, that what I'm telling you here is they've been told they have to do this. They've been told, I mean, because, you know, what's going to happen if they don't? Well, then they're going to start removing them. And I'm telling you, it's like, you know, they showed that Mexican that killed them two cops, and he's sitting there smiling in court. Did you guys see that? Smiling in court? Because they're already here. There's a goddamn national park down in Arizona that you can't even drive through because they're here, they're based, and that's who they are. And when it turns around, if they start, like if this shit didn't go down and they actually started pushing these bastards out, then you're going to, those people just wanted a better life. They're going to have fucking guns in their hand. They're going to have that look on their face that little bastard had. They're going to be shooting at you. Because they're not just going to leave. And then when you shoot back, which you have every goddamn right to do, because this is an invasion, ethnic cleansing, we got to send in UN troops. This is the way it's going to come unfolded, people. Make no mistake about it. Be ready for it. As soon as we take this into our own hands and start driving them out, it's going to be just like Bosnia. Older, them poor ethnic Mexicans and Chinese and sons of bitches from all them poor people. They're being ethnically cleansed by them darn white racist Americans, even though a bunch of them are black. In fact, all of, you know, that's the other thing with coming together on the Bill of Rights, all of us as the American nationals of the American race. That's why I talked yesterday that the women, if it's women coming down and kicking the shit out of these women who want to, these communists who are women, then what are you going to say? He's doing it because of gender? I don't think so. If it's a black American national that's shooting one of these communist, black communists, what are you going to say? This is why we do it together. I mean, it's going to happen anyway. They're going to call it ethnic cleansing, but sooner or later, they've already tried with this nationalist shit. It's because that plays right into the goddamn program. If we were all just nationalists, then we'd go national socialists. Oh, they're Nazis. Oh, that would be an easy one to call ethnic cleansing on. But American nationals of the American race of every pigment of skin shooting your ass down, you ain't going to be able to call it race. It will be nationality. And a fight for your nationality, it's going to be, and when you're fighting for that Bill of Rights and your nationality, it's going to be pretty goddamn hard to demonize you. That's why they do not want the fight to be about the Bill of Rights. That's why you never hear about the Bill of Rights. It's never mentioned. They'll use it in off contents, like through the 14th Amendment, civil rights and shit. Bullshit. It is that goddamn Bill of Rights. We fight for that, people. We're fighting for freedom and liberty. It's established over 240 years. It's established. That's what that document means. And that's what we're fighting for. And if we're black and white and brown, all of us standing together shooting them, they can't say it's about race. If we're old and young, they can't say it's about goddamn age. And if it's man and woman standing side by side killing their men and their women, they can't say it's about gender. It has to be about that Bill of Rights. And then when they send in those United Nations troops, even the troops, when they do that, that's when we got to get really freaking ugly. I'm telling you, I've had thoughts about it. You know, the first batch of them that you could get maybe a few hundred of them and really just fucking slaughter them and then cut their goddamn, put them on pikes like Dracula did. Put them on goddamn pikes, a field of them. So when the next son of a bitch comes up, ooh. And then, I mean, do terrible things to them so that when they're getting shipped over here, to our continent to fight, they're going to be like, it's going to be like a German going to Stalingrad. They're going to be like, shit, I'm dead. Those savages are going to torture me to death if they get their hands on me. That's the way it's going to have to be, people. Mark my words. That's how we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to unleash the savage on these bastards. We're going to have to make it till, like I said, they'll start fighting in their own country because they might as well die over there, putting down the oppressors in their countries, be sent over here and do the terrible things that we're going to do to them. Because we are going to do these things to them. I'm telling you, the Indian torch, I'm tying to them, put sap on them, light them on fire, and film it. And say, this is what's happening to the next son of a bitch that comes. There's your blue helmet. Come and get some. That's how we have to do it. Anyway. Go ahead, brother.
When it starts.
Yeah, pardon?
I hope it starts from the top.
Oh, man, me too, brother. Anyways, guys, we have made it to the top. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And, you know, what we can be doing now, I'm telling you, is, I mean, everything, just get everything in the best order you can. And always be, wherever your situation is, man, be developing just a little bit better. You know, where I could get out here, maybe I could squeeze here, maybe a smoke grenade, I could go this way. Work it all the time. Be working it right up until the time it breaks loose. And even if it's just me fighting them, I'm going to do my goddamn best. I promise you, Anyway, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons coming up behind us here on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And people, I mean, it is what it is, and that is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!